it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, wherever you're heading, wherever you're going, it's all about radio on the go. And if you've arrived, you've got your devices in action already. If you're on the way, you probably have them in action, too. Nobody better to talk to you about devices, platforms, and various different ways to get this network than Mr. Joe Spano.
Well said, Bob. I couldn't agree with you more. And there are a lot of ways to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via those aforementioned devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of, and maybe even a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content. They all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least in our hearts and minds is the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. We're affiliated with the AFN. We like the fact that giving these guys and girls a little comfort away from home is their top priority, and we're very happy and very proud to be a part of it here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We love talking about it. We love being a part of it.
I think you said it well. Couldn't say it better myself, so I won't add a whole heck of a lot. Up next, Bob, we'll quickly set the table for what's going to be a fun and lively 2 hours. We'll start with some NBA rolling, some baseball. But we'll give you the details of how we're going to how it's all going to unfold in front of you. We'll take your calls, of course, at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at Joe Spano 56, Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip off the Hump Day edition next here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. A famous couples therapist once told me that the question at the core of every single fight is, why don't you love me unconditionally? You know, it's probably true. And when you start to notice this, you see the need for unconditional love is everywhere in human behavior. But the funny thing about unconditional love is that we can probably never achieve it, except possibly from our parents or arguably from within ourselves. And yet we're all on this desperate, unconscious search for it everywhere we look. So the question for me in this is a simple one and a light one. If it's unconditional love that's causing the fight, why not skip the fight once in a while and go straight to the love? Sure, that's easier said than done, and sometimes we need that fight. But whether it's possible or not, unconditional love is worth practicing. I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. To learn about our podcast, visit our website at together.show. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead. Create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe, they're playing ball in L.A. again, or at least they're trying, as major changes at the top of the organization. Sister firing brother, general manager getting fired, and Magic Johnson reappearing on the scene for the Los Angeles Lakers as he goes all in for the L.A. Lakers, his franchise that he loves.
Well, hopefully this edition of the Magic Johnson show is better than the one they had on Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Which was one of the worst television shows ever. And universally.
Not as bad as Chevy Chase, though.
No, well, you know why. And we'll kind of have a little fun at Magic's expense, set the table for the entire show, and then go into the nuts and bolts of what happened. The Magic Johnson show was fun because watching him or listening to him while watching him butcher the English language on a nightly basis made the show amusing.
Yeah.
You know, this was a guy who was, you know, this was a guy not equipped to do a talk show. And at that stage of his life, and I understand, you know, he was a great basketball player. He's had great success in business. But the truth of the matter was he was not somebody you wanted to hear do a talk show. You know, his command of the English language and the way he butchered it made the talk show amusing for all the wrong reasons. And, you know, it was kind of like watching a train wreck or a car accident. And at some point, you're just like, okay, I see it. The cars are all stacked up. I'm changing the channel and I'm not coming back. And that's in essence what happened to the Magic Johnson show.
Yes. And hopefully it doesn't happen for the sake of Jeannie Buss and the L.A. Laker organization.
To this you Magic know, Johnson show.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, this was not completely unexpected. They were laying the groundwork for a while. But evidently, Joe, from all accounts, there was some additional greasing of the skids, evidently, because of the fact that this could have been one of the I had a better trade option out there situations involving the Sacramento Kings. And
very true, Bob.
Played I'll throw the lure in the water, and then he yanked it back. And the Lakers ended up not getting Boogie Cousins because either Mitch said, we don't want him now because you didn't act fast enough, or Vladdy went, well, you know, you're playing games with me, I'm going to go someplace else. And Jeannie Buss didn't cotton to it, and she cleaned house.
Yep, and, you know, that's where we're going to start. And then out of that, we'll talk about, I guess, the first transaction of the Magic Johnson era, or Magic Johnson / Rob Pelinka era in Los Angeles. Then we'll move on to some other trade news and rumors as the trade deadline quickly approaches in the NBA. And then as time permits, we'll get to Major League Baseball, as there's been a minor rule change there, rather silly one, really. And we'll talk about some statements that Rob Manfred has made that look like they could potentially upset his union, you know, the Major League Baseball Players Association, very, very much. So that's, in essence, the rundown of this hump day edition of the Attack. But as we've started already, the place we have to start is with Jeannie Buss appointing Magic Johnson as the president of basketball operations for the Los Angeles Lakers. Rob Pelinka, a player agent, I guess now a former player agent because he can no longer represent these players, will be his GM in the mold of Arn Tellem in Detroit and Bob Myers in Golden State. you know, his knowledge of the salary cap and of CBA language will be a valuable resource to Magic, who has very limited knowledge in that area. His relationship with what are now his former clients and other players around the NBA, coupled with the fact that the Lakers are the Lakers in Los Angeles, will again make Los Angeles a very attractive destination for free agents. But as you started to allude to, and as we've made light of, this is an extremely important hire. And at the same time, while a PR coup, because of the love of Magic in Los Angeles, an extremely risky hire for the Lakers in that Magic Johnson has no real basketball operations experience. He's worked in the Lakers front office in various goodwill capacities in the past. He's been successful in business, and he's run businesses every bit as big as the Los Angeles Lakers and done it well. His business empire is huge. But what he hasn't before done is been the head of basketball operations, been involved in player personnel decisions, and all the other things that it takes to run an NBA franchise. So while a PR home run because of the popularity of Magic Johnson, there's a great deal of risk here for Jeannie Buss and the entire Lakers organization.
Yeah, Vlade Divac.
Right.
I mean, you know, he's sliding into the president GM chair. I mean, technically, you know, the other guy is Spolanka, but, you know, he's in charge of the organization. And as you said, it better turn out better than previous things have. And Buss is, she cleaned house. Her statement I found intriguing, but really honest, in that she was telling the public at large in the sports talk community, which is what we do, that it was a dysfunctional, literally, family picnic with one guy rowing the boat in one direction and the other guy rowing a boat in the other direction. And she wanted it to go in one direction. Her brother and Mitch Kupchak were pulling it in the other direction. And she is making a bold move, and Magic even said it himself. He said, I'm a risk taker. I make bold moves to get the Lakers back to prominence in the NBA, because Jeannie Buss was not happy or satisfied with the fact that they're going the slow and steady approach, a la her brother and Mitch Kupchak.
That's a fair statement. I don't think you could be any more on point than you are. And I think the beginning of it all was the perfect analogy. Well, one side is rowing in one direction, one side's rowing in the other direction. And guess what happens when two opposite camps row in opposite directions? Guess where the boat goes?
Yeah, it circles.
Well, it goes nowhere. I guess it does go in, I guess technically it does go in circles. You're right.
Which makes it go nowhere.
Right.
And if you get the circle going fast enough, bud, you know what that means? It's a commode.
No, it's a commode or a whirlpool, to be kind. And, you know, anybody look down the toilet and see when it flush, it's a whirlpool. But, yeah. You know, that said, Jeannie Buss took a major risk here, but she felt compelled to make a major, major decision. You know, up until this point, Jimmy Buss was the senior vice president of basketball operations. Mitch Kupchak was the longtime general manager. And Kupchak had been a great and successful general manager for the Lakers, building multiple championships in lockstep with Phil Jackson and others. So he had been a great general manager at one point. You know, Jimmy only ascended to power as far as running the basketball operations after the passing of his father. And in his stewardship, the Lakers have had little, if any, success. This most recent run with Mitch Kupchak, the last several years, nothing's gone right. The last time they tried to go for it, the Dwight Howard, Steve Nash signings, that was an unqualified disaster. You then break it down and try and build it back up. And it's a rebuilding process with a long way to go. Don't know necessarily that Buss and Kupchak did anything wrong in this latest rebuilding process, but Jeannie's patience was exhausted. Part of this also was the family feud and dysfunction. You know, Jeannie and Jim were not getting along.
Right.
And this wasn't a situation where both had equal power. One had more power than the other. Jim had the glory job, vice president of basketball, ownership stake aside, but as far as jobs within the organization, Jim had the glory job, the one everybody knows about, vice president of basketball operations, and he ran the day-to-day basketball operations. But Jeannie was his boss. She was the one that ran the entire operation, and everybody answered to her. Her focus was the other aspects other than basketball operations, but she was the boss. She was the NBA governor, because you can only have one representative to the league who voted on all those issues. And right. Ultimately, the strained family dynamic, I don't know if it made it quicker or slower, but it ended up ultimately leading to her pulling the trigger. And basically, her brother still owns a piece of the team, but he's not involved in day-to-day operations in any way. And that's where we'll pick it up next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Joe, sounds like they just made me president of basketball operations for the LA Lakers. But no, it's Magic Johnson. Better hope he does better than me.
I don't know. You couldn't do worse than what they had going on down there. And I guess, you know, in the last segment, we were talking about the departure of Jim Buss and the dysfunctional family dynamic. You know, the relationship between Jeannie and Jim had become extremely strained to the point where they only spoke to each other through lawyers, number one. Number two, there it seemed from everything I read that there were concerted efforts by Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak to circumvent Magic Johnson while he was a consultant, as far as moves they were trying to make, and keep Jeannie in the dark as well as far as the direction that they were going to go as far as this continued rebuilding project. And I think you couple that, the strain in the relationship, the failings of the franchise at this point, although I think they're in the throes of a pretty good rebuilding project that, if given time by if Kupchak and Buss were given time, I kind of had a feeling they would succeed, especially because of what Mitch Kupchak has done in the past. Mm-hmm. That said, strained relationship, obviously a subordinate in Jim Buss not reporting in a proper fashion to her, to his direct superior, who in this case is his sister. And you couple that with keeping the consultant that we paid to kind of oversee some things and try and foster some change in the dark. And ultimately a decision that was probably going to be made after the season, as Jim had kind of pledged, if I don't turn this thing around in 3 or 4 years, I'll step aside as the VP of basketball operations. And basically at the end of the year, it would have been 3 or 4 years, Jim probably would have quietly stepped aside. Well, all the subterfuge by the Kupchak Jim Buss side of this equation, I think, forced Jeannie's hand, and basically it took a strained relationship, strained it even further, and finally Jeannie said, I know I'm not getting along with my brother, but he's still my brother, so I was going to let it ride out for the year. Well, now after this, I think I'm just going to make the move now for the sake of all involved. And she made the tough, hard decision that she mentioned. Mm-hmm. And Magic Johnson is now in charge of the Lakers. As we talked about bringing in Rob Pelinka, you bring in that player agent guy that has stepped into a couple of front offices and has done a pretty good job of helping the guy at the top manage the salary cap, manage the inner workings of the collective bargaining agreement. That, coupled with the relationship that these agents have with players around the league and LA already being attractive, you can see how this has the potential for success.
Yeah.
In turn, you can probably see how it has the potential for some failure as well, in that neither of these guys has any experience running an NBA front office.
You know, you make incredibly valid points there. And, you know, I think that's the major component of it. But I also think there's other layers to it. And you saw, and we'll get to the transaction that happened yesterday as well. I think what Kupchak and Brother Buss tried to do was patchwork while they were rebuilding. Get them towards contention again, get them towards a playoff spot, make some money, make them relevant in LA again, because they have lost the city to the Clippers. But, you know, there's also opportunity there. The Clippers, as constituted, are not going to win a title. And I think that's where Jeannie Buss is seeing some opportunity, in that let's make bold moves quickly, recapture the vitality of the city, get Magic involved, because as you've stated, and everybody knows, he's a Laker icon and always will be until the day he dies, and he is beloved. And let's take the city back from the Clippers. And even though we're not playing winning basketball, we'll still have an opportunity to do that. You know, you notice who else got fired yesterday, Joe? Their director of marketing.
The publicist.
Right.
Right.
Right. And so they're not happy with the image. They want to recapture the city as the L.A. Lakers slash Showtime slash the place to be in town when you're going to a sporting event. And slow and methodical rebuild, a la her brother and Mitch Kupchak, wasn't going to get it done as far as recapturing the city. She makes the bold move with Magic. He immediately makes a personnel move. And they're going to go as quickly as they can to get this team back to prominence and put them back on the marquee pedestal of the NBA stage.
I will ask this. You know, I think we obviously all know that there was a combination of events that led to Magic being elevated. And you knew once he was brought in as a consultant and you heard what was coming out of his mouth, I think we all knew this was going to happen. I think we also thought it was going to happen a lot more quietly at the end of the season. Yep. After Jim kind of made good on his promise. Hey, it's been several years now since Dad passed. I've been the head of basketball operations for all of them. I tried to win now. That failed miserably. Trying a rebuilding project, which is nowhere near done. Maybe it's time for me to step away, and with me will likely come Mitch Kupchak. But after some of the subterfuge that went on, I think that forced Jeannie's hand, and she said, you know, I hate it that I don't get along with my brother, but I don't get along with my brother. We don't speak except through lawyers. That's how strained our relationship is. And he felt compelled to go around me on the workings of the cousins trade, and I only found out afterwards. I said, you know what? I can't work like this no more. This is just not working. Somebody's got to be in charge. Somebody's got to be the boss. Guess what? I'm the one in charge. I represent the team as the league governor. I'm the boss. He reports to me. He stopped reporting to me and is trying to act like I work for him as opposed to him working for me. It has to end. And that was why that decision was made. And when Bus was shown the door, Mitch Kupchak was shown the door with him. Jim Black, I believe, is the name of the publicist. He's their head PR guy. He had a close relationship with Kupchak. I guess he in some ways got caught in some collateral damage. But you're sweeping all that out. You're putting Magic in at the top. You're putting Rob Pelinka in to handle the day-to-day operations. And they'll round out that staff with some experienced NBA front office people to help guide Pelinka through some personnel decisions. And Magic at the top. Magic's not managing this thing every day. Rob Pelinka is going to be the everyday GM, and day to day the operations and the constitution of this roster and the contracts and all the minutia Rob Pelinka is going to handle. Magic's going to be Magic. He's going to handle this like he handles his business operations. He's going to be the guy at the top of the mountain. When we decide on a game plan, he's going to help in targeting and recruiting free agents because,
right,
Christ, he's Magic.
Right.
Now, who doesn't want to, who in the NBA, even these NBA players with no concept of history, they all know who Magic Johnson is. And they all know the Showtime Lakers are. So that holds some gravitas when Magic comes to sit and talk to you.
No question.
So that's how that duo will work. You know, I think they'll be smart and they'll surround themselves with some experienced NBA front office hands because I think they'll need that. I think this can work like the situation in Golden State with Bob Myers running the day-to-day and they get that invaluable input from Jerry West. Now, Magic is no Jerry West as a front office guy because he's unproven, but it could be along those same lines where Rob Pelinka acts very much like Bob Myers in handling day-to-day things, and Magic Johnson acts very much like Jerry West, guiding hand. You know, obviously with Magic, it's a little bit less in some ways of a guiding hand and a little bit more of goodwill ambassador. I'll help you with the recruiting of the guys we decide we want because, well, I'm Magic Johnson.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And I think that structure that you were talking about there is how it's going to play out. They'll bring in the behind-the-scenes guys, names that maybe some you'll recognize, some you won't. They'll talk about certain personnel, albeit in college and or free agency. They will say, should we get this guy? Should we move this guy currently on the roster? They'll evaluate that situation. They'll talk to Pelinka about the finances. And then Magic will be the closer in the living room the same way a college recruiter is. And they'll, that's how they'll go about their business. And they'll hope to get that big free agent. You know, and we're obviously going to extend this for the rest of the hour, but don't be surprised if before the end of the deadline that another deal or two is made with the Lakers, because the roster as constituted, they're obviously very unhappy with, and for good reason. And I think we should explore that a little bit.
Okay. I've got no objections to continued exploration of the Los Angeles Lakers roster, the trade that didn't happen, how it ended up ultimately hastening the departure of Jim Buss, the trade they already made, and what may be on the horizon. All that next on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we have hand-picked products that are right for the birds in your neighborhood, like premium bird seed, suet, birdhouses, and feeders. Stop by your local Ace and get everything you need to attract the birds you want, including Ace Wild Bird Food, on sale now. Now through Tuesday only, when you buy two 20-pound bags of wild bird food, get a third bag free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid through February 28th at participating stores.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Oh, yeah. Partying in L.A. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe, it, you know, we were talking about, as you said, the trade that wasn't involving Boogie Cousins and subterfuge and all that kind of good stuff that ended up costing Brother Buss and Mitch Kupchak their jobs, along with no relation to Black. And, you know, taking it even a step further.
I always like that. Every guy's last name, and no relation. Of course not.
You know, in their rebuilding of this roster, and I'll take it back to something I said before. They have three young guys that they felt that they could build around in Randall Russell and Jordan Clarkson. But then in the offseason, as soon as free agency was there last year, the immediate splash that was made by the L.A. Lakers was Timofey Mozgov and Luol Deng.
Sure.
I mean, I understand that you're looking to put a competitive team on the floor, but talk about money not well spent. And whatever leadership they can provide in the locker room, and that's not the future of your franchise. And even in today's NBA, there are questionable moves at best in that these are two guys that cannot get up and down the court and supply the kind of running game that is needed, particularly in the Western Conference. So to me, they're already behind the eight ball when they started the season because of the off-season acquisitions.
You know, in a vacuum, not terrible moves. Luol Deng's clearly on the other side of it. He's playing 27 minutes a night, and he can't score more than 8 points a night. You know, he's clearly on the other side of it. And Timofey Mozgov in today's NBA, you got to find the right spot for him. Right. In a vacuum, he's not a bad move to me. He's a quality big. They didn't break the bank to get him by today's NBA numbers. But he doesn't fit with the rest of this group. And Luol Deng was just a bad acquisition who basically was brought in there to be a starter and in some ways mentor Brandon Ingram. So I don't know that I hate those moves. The idea that they were going to make you competitive is laughable. You know, this is a team that is basically in the very early stages of a rebuilding project. Short of a franchise player that moves it forward, like Boogie Cousins, who didn't end up going there because they didn't want to part with Brandon Ingram, and they may find out that that's the right thing. But at least in the short term, it upset everybody as, you know, none of these moves, you yawned. Well, that's because Timofey Mozgov and Luol Deng don't make a splash. Again, I don't hate the moves because short of getting superstars with this young roster, you are just flat out not going to compete. That's the realities. But in a vacuum, they don't look so terrible. And Deng,
no question.
To teach Ingram on the court the game of basketball at the small forward position, not so bad. If you expect these guys to move the needle from a performance standpoint, they won't. And maybe there's a team out there that needs a rim-protecting big that can find some value for Timofey Mozgov, and you can get yourself a first-round draft pick for him or something of value, maybe even an expiring contract, and add that much more money to the salary cap room that you have. As for Deng, in many ways, until Ingram's ready, because he's going to have no value anywhere. And I don't know the length of his contract, but he's going to have minimal value anywhere. So he's probably somebody you're stuck with. And eventually Brandon Ingram takes over and supplants him as the small forward on that roster as he develops. But when you look at what's here, they're in some ways not as far away as you think. Julius Randle has a world of potential, and everybody expects him to be your big-time starting power forward. Would we agree?
Yes, but there's a lot of criticism going on in L.A. about Julius Randle and the fact that he hasn't blossomed yet into a dominating power forward.
Okay, I get it. But the potential is certainly there.
No
He's
question.
One of the building blocks. His backup is the classic garbage man. Larry Nance Jr. is as quality a backup four as you're going to get. Does all the dirty stuff, is a good rebounder, has athleticism. He's just a nice piece. He's not going to move the needle for you, but he's a quality piece. Brandon Ingram, he hasn't, even in his rookie year, he hasn't moved the needle. You know, the comparisons are often to Kevin Durant because similar height and similar skinniness, if that's a word. But Durant is rookie year scored 20 points. Brandon Ingram in 28 minutes tonight has 8 points.
Right.
So we think it's coming for Brandon Ingram. The Lakers think it's coming. It's been a little slow to get there when you compare this to Kevin Durant. But again, another building block. So you think you have your forwards. You think you have your point guard in D'Angelo Russell, despite his issues with Nick Young. And I am amazed at how these two have continued to coexist and move forward after what happened last year. And Nick Young's obviously there right now as a solid veteran hand. I don't know how long or how much of a part of the future of this franchise he is. And then there's Jordan Clarkson, as you said. You know, so they have a handful of quality pieces. They're not going to make the playoffs again, so they'll be in the lottery. And in a very, very deep draft, the potential to get another quality piece that is a frontline starter is there. You've obviously moved out Lou Williams, and we started talking about that trade, to Houston for Corey Brewer, who doesn't matter. You know, same length of contract, similar dollars, so it didn't cost you any money. And you picked up Houston's first-round draft pick, which will be in the 20s in this loaded draft. So while Houston didn't value the pick very much in that they got a ton of young guys, and they don't need any young guys for that roster, and the 20-something pick in the first round is going to end up in their NBDL affiliate with no role there in the long and short term.
Right.
So for Houston to bring over another shooter, because they can never have enough shooters, it makes sense for them. For the Lakers, it makes sense because Lou Williams is a nice two guard, an undersized two guard who can't defend, certainly can make his own shot, is a decent passer for a two guard, but can shoot it from distance, can create his own shot. He's a good offensive player. Ideally, you know, a guy who gives you 25, 30 minutes a night as a second unit guy and gives you a spark. He wasn't part of the future of the Los Angeles Lakers based on his age and where they're going. So to trade him to get a first-round pick, even though it's towards the back in a loaded draft and taking on no money in the exchange of role players, to me, makes perfect sense. Also puts you in a position where perhaps maybe if somebody does value Luol Deng, you can move him along and get another piece maybe for this draft or another expiring contract or something along those lines. So while the cupboard looks bare, the numbers don't look good right now, this offseason could prove very pivotal. And all of a sudden, if all goes right for the Lakers from where they draft and what they draft in the lottery to that pick in the 20s to how they use those free agent dollars, which they should have a bunch, to what they do leading up to the deadline, when we're talking about the 2017-2018 Lakers, we may be having a very different conversation than we're having right now. But it's also a conversation that if Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak had stayed, we also could be having.
Yeah, I think that's very accurate. But like I said, I'm curious as to philosophy. And the reason why I say that, Joe, you know, I did some West Coast research. They're down on Julius Randle. I don't get why, to be completely honest about it, but they're down on him. You brought up the fact that D'Angelo Russell and Nick Young being on the same team, the fact that that even survived the season speaks volumes about Luke Walton's ability to keep it together in a clubhouse. You know, in this particular draft, with them sitting where they are, and they have the third worst record in the league, they're going to be in ping pong ball heaven in this draft, and they could end up theoretically with the one or two pick. Now, more than likely, the two or the three pick. If that's the case, there's a real distinct possibility that D'Angelo Russell will not be on this basketball team next year, because if the Lakers have their way, they will grab Lonzo Ball and market him as the next coming of Southern California's great player. They want him in the worst way coming out of UCLA to run that basketball team. And if they are able to grab him in this draft, D'Angelo Russell has no place on this basketball team.
Well, you start reshuffling deck chairs. I guess the problem, and we'll double back, and I guess the problem ultimately was the signings of Deng and Mozgov. As I said, in a vacuum, they don't look bad, but
no question.
They do take... They do take up a lot of their resources. I didn't realize it. Dang's getting over $17 million next season. And Mozgov, 15-2. So if you're the Lakers before the deadline, clear some of that out so that you can be a player in free agency to supplement this roster. I mean, I don't know how far out these contracts go. I'm going to pull it up now. Makes for good discussion.
Absolutely.
While
you're doing that, you know, this is where the philosophy aspect of it comes
into play. Oh, my God. These contracts go all the way out to 2019-20. I could go beyond there, but SportsTrack doesn't do it. So, unfortunately, they're saddled with, you know, about $35 million out of the $100 million salary cap in, you know, two guys that are going to combine for 20 points a night. Not score 20 each, combine for about 20 a night.
Right.
That could kill you. Those are, I didn't realize how severely bad the signings were. You know, in a vacuum, again, Dang being able to groom Ingram and Mozgov being a quality rim protector, but not at these prices. You know, it's 18 for Dang and 16 for Mozgov next season. That's $34 million on two mediocre players out of a $100 million salary cap. Well, now, with me being able to draft, with me being in a position to reshuffle some deck chairs, I would be the Lakers and I would be able to attract free agents because of Magic and the relationship that a lot of people have with the agent. But now I got no money to spend on them because I'm stuck with Luol Deng and Timothy Mozgov. So maybe those are guys I try and move at the deadline for similar contracts, but of far shorter length, the expiring contracts. It's going to be an uphill battle, especially with Dang. Who's going to want to take on that contract for clearly a player in decline? Mozgov, I think you could find a home for a team desperate for a rim protector.
Yeah, I think that's fair. They should call Phil Jackson about Dang.
Maybe. Please. There you go. Combine him with Melo, have spent $40 million at the small forward position for, I don't know, one guy playing. Yeah. You know, those things could hamstring this. And I think ultimately when you look back, more in many ways than even the failure to land Boogie Cousins, you know, those kind of resources on Luol Deng and Timothy Mozgov kill you because unless you can get rid of those contracts,
good luck.
Your rebuilding project is really, really hamstrung.
And you're going to have to pay these kids.
Yeah. Not only that, you'd like to get some more talent around them. You're L.A. I can. I got Luol Deng and Timothy Mozgov. There's my free agent push. We'll tie a bow around hour one next year on the attack. No flipping.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. but the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Well, they're hoping to put that heartbeat back into the Lakers. Magic Johnson now running the organization, at least as titular head with Jeannie Buss. And, you know, it we'll see what direction this takes, Joe. Slow and steady wasn't going to get it done for Jeannie Buss, and they're making the big splash, and they weren't able to do it with free agents, but they certainly did it with Magic Johnson.
Fair statement. Like I said, it's going to be interesting. I'd like to see what they're able to do before the deadline as far as moving some of these bad contracts that Mitch Kupchak and Jim Buss took on. The Deng and Mozgov contracts, you know, initially – I didn't think they were that bad, and looking at the moves in a vacuum, I didn't see them as that terrible. When you see how they're hamstringing this salary cap for this group, for such limited players, they're actually terrible moves. And I guess the initial design of those was to make this team competitive and move this rebuilding project along, and, well, it backfired in a major, major way. I don't think you can move Deng. I think the right suitor for Mozgov may be there if you're in desperate need of a rim protector. Mm-hmm. And even if you can't get anything but some cap relief, you'll be happy to take it. If not, again, you're drafting in the lottery, but you're going to have a long way to go and you're going to have some challenges in reshaping this roster. So this one isn't going to be an easy one for Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka. We'll be intrigued to see how it all plays out. Bob, that's a wrap on hour one. Hour two, more NBA and some Major League Baseball as time permits. But this was a fun hour. We'll step aside now. We'll be back with hour two, the Spano and Black Attack, right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The most critical thing for us right now is to focus on saving lives.
That's the mayor of San Jose, California, as drenching rains and gale force winds create life or death emergencies across Northern California. Yesterday, firefighters had to rescue over 200 people who were trapped in flooded homes in San Jose. Mayor Sam Liccardo asked if they should have been evacuated before it got so bad.
There's no question in my mind there was a failure of some kind.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is heading a group of Republican lawmakers visiting the U.S.-Mexican border today. It will be Ryan's first visit to the southern border, and it comes as Homeland Security is preparing to release new guidelines allowing federal authorities to step up enforcement against illegal immigrants. A federal appeals court's upholding Maryland's ban on assault weapons, ruling military-style rifles are not protected by the Second Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Do you look in the mirror and scream, "What's wrong with my hair?" Repair your hair with the guaranteed results of Ovation Cell Therapy.
Ovation Cell Therapy's revolutionary formula of vital proteins and key nutrients is used worldwide with amazing success stories you can read at OvationHair.com. Stories of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair. Read about clients who say they will never use anything else.
Cell Therapy by Ovation is so unique, it can't be found in any other hair care line. And Ovation is so confident you'll love the results, they'll offer a 365-day, 100% money-back guarantee. No one else does that.
Ovation really works. Revitalize your dry, brittle, lifeless hair with Ovation Cell Therapy at OvationHair.com. Instantly save as a new customer by selecting USA News in the survey at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to select USA News for your new customer discount.
OvationHair.com.
More now on those plans by the Department of Homeland Security to aggressively crack down on illegal immigration. The White House being pressed about it, as we hear from Terry Moore.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer said immigration agents will be enforcing laws that are already on the books.
Right now, what we've done is to make sure that they have the ability and the guidance and the resources to do what their mission is. And that's it, plain and simple.
First up on the radar?
Making sure that those people who pose a threat to this country are the first ones to go.
Spicer argued there's nothing unusual going on.
Everybody who is here illegally is subject to removal at any time.
The plan aims to significantly boost the number of illegal immigrants detained along the U.S.-Mexican border. More Border Patrol agents would be hired.
A federal judge is not letting Texas remove Planned Parenthood from Medicaid. The Austin judge issuing a preliminary injunction saying a ban would deprive Medicaid patients of their rights. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
Popular editor for Breitbart News, Milo Yiannopoulos, now stepping down as editor because of comments he made that many say appeared to endorse pedophilia. He says in a statement, it would be wrong to allow his, quote, poor choice of words to take away from the reporting that's going on at Breitbart. Yiannopoulos also lost a book deal because of those comments. Back to that expected crackdown on illegal immigrants and their children. Chicago public schools say they're making preparations for that, as we hear from David Stewart.
Public school officials are telling principals not to allow immigration authorities inside district buildings unless they have a criminal warrant. Principals are also being told to have parents update their emergency contact forms and include backup contacts a school could use if a child's parents were detained. The recommendations come after principals and parents voiced concerns about how to handle an attempt to remove students from schools. School officials say they're not aware of any recent efforts by immigration agents to enter a school.
And NASA is going to announce some new planets today, something that doesn't happen every day. The space agency calling a news conference to discuss the new findings on exoplanets, planets that orbit stars other than our sun. NASA's not released any details yet, but we're expecting to hear more at 1 p.m. Eastern time today. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, I think we'll do just that. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country love us. We love them right back. We love to talk about the various platforms and devices you can use to get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Christmas is way in the rearview mirror, but the presents are still there and hopefully operating and functioning really, really well. Joe, tell them how they can get the show.
All right, Bob, take your device. Start out by logging on to sportsbyline.com via your web browser. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And as you navigate our home page, you'll find a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So there's all that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. You've got great apps that you can download to your favorite device. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. You've heard our stories about Army and Navy and how we've traveled down there and seen those kids in action. And you know, no matter where they're serving us in the country or around the world, it's a pretty lonely situation for them sometimes. And if we're able to give them a little taste of home here on the Spano and Black Attack and on the AFN, we're very happy and very proud to be a part of it.
I think you said it well, Bob, and I couldn't agree more. We're so thankful for the protection provided by our service people, and so thankful that they have the courage to do it. Up next, Bob, Hour 2, more NBA. I guess we'll roll off of the Lakers because we spent an entire hour on their situation, and then we'll move on to some of the other action around the NBA as far as rumors and news at the deadline. We are the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. A famous couples therapist once told me that the question at the core of every single fight is, why don't you love me unconditionally? You know, it's probably true. And when you start to notice this, you see the need for unconditional love is everywhere in human behavior. But the funny thing about unconditional love is that we can probably never achieve it except possibly from our parents or arguably from within ourselves. And yet we're all on this desperate, unconscious search for it everywhere we look. So the question for me in this is a simple one and a light one. If it's unconditional love that's causing the fight, why not skip the fight once in a while and go straight to the love? Sure, that's easier said than done, and sometimes we need that fight. But whether it's possible or not, unconditional love is worth practicing. I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. To learn about our podcast, visit our website at together.show. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number 1 in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Well, indeed you are. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, Joe, as you said, Lakers, Lakers, Lakers. Any last thoughts or any addendums you want to put onto it?
You know, beyond the fact that I initially thought those acquisitions weren't so bad, I still don't think from a personnel standpoint and what they can offer, they were so bad. Just the insane dollars and the length of these deals for two journeymen at this stage of their career role players that hamstrings their entire cap. It's one of the things when you look back, the pieces that they've acquired on their way to rebuilding, I think are pretty good. Being in the lottery again with a position to get an impact player in the lottery, I think would have them in a pretty decent position a couple of years down the road to be good again, you know, and finish the process. But the problem is with those two deals, you can't take advantage of having Magic in the front office, because what would round out a young, talented group are some big-time veteran hands to go in place and vault this team towards a championship. How would they get out from under Lou Alding and, to a lesser degree, Timothy Mozgov, I do not know. But until they do, it really is going to make a rebuilding project or finishing that rebuilding project a real challenge, as most of the assets they're going to be able to rely on are what they're able to secure in the draft.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. Those two contracts are untenable. I'm sure they're trying like nobody's business, and they're lighting up the phones even at this hour out there, trying to make sure that somebody on the East Coast is paying attention and maybe they can get one, if not both of those guys, off that roster. I don't think it's going to happen. I think you're spot on right with that analysis. My take on it is that if I'm D'Angelo Russell, I'm not feeling particularly comfortable at this point in time, because I am not so sure this is his team going forward, particularly if they're able to add Lonzo Ball to the mix. As you said, the very high draft pick, if they end up with the second or the third pick, they're probably going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
second pick, I think he would be the number two. I don't think he would get past two. I think it's Fultz and Ball that are the first two picks in that order in the upcoming NBA draft.
Well, you're probably right about that. But, you know, when workouts happen and all that, who knows? You know, there could even be some movement. But I think you're right as it stands right now. If they should get the number one pick, I still think it would be Ball because of the marketing aspect of it. As good as Fultz is, Ball is, you know, a legitimate 6'6", 200 and something pounds who can run the team and would be running them for the next decade. It would be a marketing coup for them beyond all recognition, and they could truly do something. It's going to be an interesting puzzle to watch the Lakers, as constituted right now, be put back together. And even with the young guys that they have at the core that we've talked about, I'm not so sure that's the core that's going to be the Lakers going forward.
Okay. I mean, again, you know, like we said, they've got that top draft pick. And unfortunately, I guess in some ways for the Lakers, it's a point guard loaded draft. They're going to draft duplication and have to move on from D'Angelo Russell. It's going to be an interesting watch. It's not going to be easy. The contracts hamstring them. And the fact that it's a point guard heavy draft that they're going to be drafting near the top of makes them have to reshuffle some deck chairs. They've got some interesting decisions, and Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka have their hands full thanks to some of the missteps in part of Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak. Now, yep. Now we move forward. We talked about the trade of Lou Williams to the Rockets from the Lakers' perspective, and I think we both like the deal for the Lakers. You pick up a first-round draft pick, which in this deep draft, again, something in the 20s, doesn't have a ton of value, but you need pieces. You might get a piece in a deep draft, and Lou Williams, speaking of not part of your future, is not part of your future. You take on a contract back that's same years, same dollars, so what? Another role-playing piece, not part of your future, that holds things down until your future starts to solidify and take hold. And by that time, he's off the team.
Yep.
For the Rockets, this is a sound move. We talked about it and we touched upon it in the last hour. The first-round draft pick in the mid to late 20s holds little value for them. They've rounded out their roster with those guys. You know, they have the role players and bit players and contributors that you typically get in the 20s. They don't need any more of them. They're going to have to stash the guy down at their NBDL, you know, down in the NBDL. Would it be nice if the situation was different to keep the pick? Sure it would. But Corey Brewer didn't fit with what Mike D'Antoni's doing over there. And when he was on the floor, you know, a Rockets team that wants to pick it up, put it down, and shoot was playing some 4-on-5 basketball. Lou Williams will be a great bench spark paired with Patrick Beverly in that second unit. And they get yet another shooter, yet another offensive player, another guy that can shoot it from three. So I like this move for both teams. Nobody takes on any extra money or years in cap. And for the Rockets, they gave up a first-round draft pick that they don't covet for, and they get that upgrade in offense that they crave and that they always need playing Mike D'Antoni's style of basketball. Everybody says the same thing, though. Well, it doesn't help them on a defensive end. Well, what difference does that make? Mike D'Antoni teams don't play defense anyway. You know, bringing an undersized two-guard in Lou Williams and playing a small backcourt with him and Patrick Beverly on your second unit, because I think eventually what will happen is you'll see Eric Gordon, James Harden out there together a lot. It's a dynamic backcourt. And Patrick Beverly and Lou Williams, they'll be able to score, and it'll be a capable second unit. I like the move for Houston. Does it all of a sudden make them on equal footing with Golden State? No. And the jury's still out if D'Antoni's style of basketball can win in the playoffs. I think Golden State showed you that it's more likely now to be successful than it would have been 5 years ago. But just because Steve Kerr is coaching in a somewhat Mike D'Antoni style doesn't mean Mike D'Antoni can be successful in the playoffs, because I'm not sure he can.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty valid point. You know, but Kerr's team also play a level of defense, which D'Antoni's teams don't. So when you do end up in some grinded style at various points within the playoffs, the Golden State Warriors can actually play that a little bit, and D'Antoni's teams have never proven that they can. Look, it's a win-win for both teams, Joe. Maybe with this deep draft, the Lakers end up with another building block that they can use somewhere down the line. It's certainly whoever they get with that pick is going to make their roster next year. Lou Williams was their leading scorer, but on a team that's losing all their basketball games, well, you know, as Branch Rickey said to Ralph Kiner, you know, we finished last with you, we could finish last without you. So he goes off to Houston, he goes to a winning atmosphere. You make a great point about Corey Brewer, and, you know, you and I are in accord on this. You're playing 4-on-5 basketball because he can't get up and down the court on the pace that D'Antoni likes to do it. Lou Williams, even at his advanced age, can still do that, and he'll fill it up for you. It's a win for Houston. They're not going to have to deal with the draft pick that they're going to have to shuffle off somewhere. And the Lakers get another pick in a deep draft. How can you not like the trade?
Well said. That's it in a nutshell. And again, we don't think it moves the needle for Houston. And our biggest criticism of Houston is that their coach, until he proves it otherwise to me, I'll never buy into him when the calendar turns from March to April or April to May. I'll just never believe in him. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen for me.
Right.
You know, he's not a guy I buy into. And again, like we said, you know, Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors making back-to-back finals and winning an NBA title showed that D'Antoni's style of basketball can work in today's NBA. But as you said, and as I said, it wasn't Mike D'Antoni coaching it. Steve Kerr is a far better and more accomplished coach than Mike D'Antoni. The Rockets will need to prove to me that Mike D'Antoni can coach a winner in the postseason. The jury's still out there. More NBA news. There's some hot rumors out there as far as new destinations for names you know. That's next here on The Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got your, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Bus family dinner?
Oh, yeah.
The late, great Roddy Piper bringing us back, Bob, and the wrestling world lost
Thanksgiving, don't you think?
Yes. I get the feeling they ain't spending it together. They barely talk to each other. Unless their lawyer's there in the middle. I heard what Jim said. He's sitting next to you. I'm not deaf.
I want the drumstick.
Exactly. The wrestling world did lose two more of its legends. And I don't know if you were aware, since Roddy Piper brought us back, I thought I'd bring this up. George the Animal Steel passes away after a long bout. I believe he had a form of cancer. And the Russian bear, Ivan Koloff, who was actually French-Canadian. Which shows you how ridiculous at times it can be. He passed away after a long bout with colon cancer. Yeah. So wrestling loses two of its legends. Everybody knows the Animal. At the very least, if you watched the movie Ed Wood, everybody knows George the Animal Steel. He was the bald, hairy guy who was in the movie. Said this guy, you know, he was wrestling. He'd be perfect as a monster in the movies. And there he was. And Ivan Koloff, for those of you that don't know, ended Bruno Sammartino's first run as Worldwide Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion and literally single-handedly caused a riot in Madison Square Garden that sent him and Captain Louis Albano running through Penn Station to avoid getting killed. That was when people thought it was real, man.
That's
a different
it.
Time now.
That's it.
But there's your obituaries for the late, great now, George the Animal Steel and the Russian bear, Ivan Koloff.
Yep.
So there's a great wrestling match going on in heaven. Because you got a lot of it. You got a lot of wrestling's heavy hitters up there right now.
And God already knows the outcome.
Yeah, well. there's a great booker up there somewhere actually putting together the matches as we speak.
Yep.
What do you say we stay with some more NBA news? We talked about Lou Williams and how the Lou Williams move to the Rockets was a win-win for the Lakers and the Rockets. Other rumors out there, Jazz might be one of the teams looking to reacquire Deron Williams. They need a backup point guard for George Hill. Dante Exum has regressed incredibly, to be kind.
Yep.
And this is a team looking to make a playoff run. They're going to get into the playoffs. They're a young, dynamic, and talented team. And I think they could see themselves making a fairly deep run if they solve that second point guard issue. Deron Williams, at this stage of his career, is an ideal backup point guard. And I think he could help the Jazz. I think he could help a lot of teams.
Yep, that's fair. I mean, I could certainly, and, you know, look, the Jazz are hot and heavy for him. But as I said yesterday, you know, if you're a backup point guard in this league or perceived as one, you know, I hope you like New Orleans, because I still think they're going to make a move to get a little bit of depth in their backcourt. But, you know, Jazz wouldn't be a bad landing space for Deron Williams. Yogi Ferrell,
I can find a better landing space. The perfect landing space is Cleveland. They need a backup point guard that can shoot the basketball. They need to give Kyrie Irving and LeBron James a break for the last 30 games of the season so that they're healthy and fresh for the playoffs. They hope they get
Cleveland.
Kevin Love back at 100%.
Right.
Deron Williams would be the perfect fit for them, and it would solve their last obvious problem. You know, they brought in Derek Williams to help in the front court. They can't control the Kevin Love injury. Hope you get him back at 100% for your postseason run. Now the other thing you need is a backup point guard that takes ball handling pressure off of Kyrie Irving and LeBron James for the regular season. And, oh, yeah, anybody they bring in has to be able to shoot the basketball. He can shoot the basketball. So it would be a perfect fit. Everybody also says the Cavaliers need a rim protector. Cavaliers aren't going to get a rim protector. They don't care about rim protectors. They already had a rim protector in Timothy Mozgov, and they happily let him go, and before that they had nailed him to the bench. So as much as LeBron James can say they would like a rim protector, the way they play basketball, they don't covet a rim protector. They don't need a rim protector. And like I talk about to some degree about Houston, the Cavaliers don't covet defense. They just don't. They're going to out-execute you on the offensive end, and that's how they're going to win games. They're not going to beat you up playing defense. They're not going to beat you up in a post, and they're not going to beat you up on the boards. That's not how they're designed. They're designed to out-execute you offensively and make you settle for twos while they shoot threes.
Fair all the way around. You know, I mean, he would be a good fit. Barrera would be a good fit, too. It's weird, Joe.
Anybody that can be a backup point guard and shoot the ball is a perfect fit for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, among other teams as well. But I think you make a great point about Cleveland. And, you know, it's funny, the lack of we're in a rebuilding mode with Dallas in that they held on to Dirk. We get all that. He's legendary. We get the whole nine yards. But honestly, if you could turn the page and start to get some assets in there for a couple of these guys on this team, you know, look, Dirk is, what, 40 now? He's 14 points a game this year. It's starting to happen.
It's the end of the line, Bob, and you're not building a championship team around Dirk anymore.
Right, but you do have Harrison Barnes on the roster. You know, Yogi Ferrell looks like he's going to be a pretty serviceable piece. Mm-hmm. Wes Matthews is there. You know, if you can move a J.J. Barrera, if you can move a Williams, if you can, you know, just whoever. It really doesn't matter at this point.
And whatever you can get, you get. You know, as opposed to buying a guy like that out, there's nothing to be gained by buying him out. But that's really the only chance I think the Cavaliers would have of getting Darren Williams. If he's bought out, I think he goes to Cleveland. Who wouldn't choose to go there? You know, but otherwise, I don't think the Cavaliers have any assets left to trade. The draft pick they're going to trade would be so far down the line.
Oh, yeah.
It might be attractive to somebody. I don't know that Cleveland would trade it just because by then they'll be bad and they might need to pick themselves.
Right. LeBron will be retired.
Right. You know, but so I don't know that they have any chips to trade because they're not trading anybody from the core because all that does is solve one problem, create another. So I don't know unless he gets bought out that Darren Williams could find his way to Cleveland. Teams like Utah and others out there in search of that point guard will have better assets to give. And I think unless Dallas can't get any offers, and that doesn't seem to be the case, I think he's going to find a home other than Cleveland. The buyout happens, he'd be smart, he'd go to Cleveland, he'd have a real good chance of getting his ring. Or at least getting two in NBA Finals.
Yeah, no, it's fair. And, I'm looking at that Utah roster, Joe.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty damn talented.
It's young. It's still learning. Another draft. I think they have some money around in free agency. They're looking to move Derek Favors and reshuffle some deck chairs while they do this as well. They're on their way. As the balance of power outside of maybe Golden State starts to change in the West, you know, San Antonio's still for real, but, well, you know, how much longer based on, you know, the age and some of the other things, where do they stand? You know, the Clippers might be on the verge of breaking things up. Portland has taken a step back. Denver has a long way to go, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know, the Clippers
all of
will
a sudden,
certainly.
I was going to say, all of a sudden, all of a sudden, very quickly, you know, everything changes. You know, if you're Utah, a year down the road, you could see yourself being that number two or number three team in the West behind Golden State. Obviously, New Orleans, who you mentioned. All of a sudden, the balance of power is going to shift radically out West because of the failings of some teams that look like they were on the cusp, some teams that aren't there yet, and some teams that have been there for years eventually retooling, rebuilding, or taking a step back as age and attrition forced them to do so.
Well, you know, as you said, you mentioned age. I mean, teams like the Clippers, Memphis will eventually fall into that category as they get older and older. Zach can't play forever. You know, San Antonio has readjusted on the fly, and they're going to be around for a while. Houston, let's see whether or not the longevity factor remains in there and how long they can play that system and succeed. But I think when you look in the middle of the pack with OKC in transition, with Memphis getting older, with Utah having growing pains, and the Clippers, you know, you've talked about rumor and speculation. Boston and the Clippers supposedly talking about Blake Griffin, but nothing on the front burner. Obviously, that would be the sign that the Clippers are ready to break it up if they turn around and they move Blake Griffin. But personally, this time around, I don't see it happening.
Couple of reasons I don't see it happening. I think they're going to try and make one more run through this season and then wait for the offseason to figure everything out. Maybe at that point they move on from Blake Griffin. Maybe they let Chris Paul go and they strip it down and start over and Doc moves on because Doc doesn't like rebuilding projects. So, you know, and again, the other part of it is Boston.
Yep.
You know, Danny Ainge is so reticent to do anything. You know that. He sits and he's hanging on to these assets. Again, I think at some point he needs to hurry up and make a move before the window closes on his group as well. We'll talk about that more, roll into some baseball as we draw to a close here on this hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it's at.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we have hand-picked products that are right for the birds in your neighborhood, like premium bird seed, suet, birdhouses, and feeders. Stop by your local Ace and get everything you need to attract the birds you want, including Ace Wild Bird Food, on sale now. Now through Tuesday only, when you buy two 20-pound bags of wild bird food, get a third bag free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid through February 28th at participating stores.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's been given the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Yeah, it has. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, heading out here into the last segment. Joe, you know, we're talking trade deadline, and you talked about Danny Ainge going into the break and maybe overplaying his hand a little bit. Well, you know, there's an interesting thing out there in that one of the rumors that are out is that the Brooklyn Nets have dropped their asking price on Brooke Lopez from two number one draft picks, one in this draft and one future, to a number one and a number two. And if the Celtics truly are ready to go after a championship this year, if I'm Danny Ainge, I pull the trigger, I give them back their number one pick, and a number two either this year or next year, if that's the asking price, and I get Brooke Lopez.
Okay. Now, I don't know about giving that number one. I mean, maybe you give the – well, I don't know that the Nets would take the later number one. But I do also know that Danny Ainge is not going to – he is not parting with that number one. He just won't. I mean, he has held on to that for dear life. I don't think he's going to – part with that for Brook Lopez. Don't know even that I would. You know, that number one pick, it, from all indications, these guys at the top of this draft are franchise makers. And I get it. But he has other assets that he could move that he's been reticent to move at all. You know, do they have another pick in the first round, ball? I don't even know if they own their own.
No, they don't.
They don't. All right, so they've got Brooklyn's. Let me see what 2018 would look like.
That's what I'm in the process of doing right now. But you know, the reality is that, you know, Joe, again, do you want to hang banners? Or, you know, is it about just accumulating talent and being competitive? We know what the Boston market demands. And to me, you're two games back of Cleveland. If you make the move for the big man and put Horford where he belongs, you have an opportunity this year to come out of the East and go to the NBA Championship Series, probably against Golden State, and have a real chance.
That makes it worth it right there, Bob. It really does. And it's something that they should certainly consider. You know, we've watched them not move on stars. I would have been a lot more comfortable doing this if I was getting Boogie Cousins back. But that said, Brook Lopez is a hell of an offensive force. And just by moving Horford out to the four, I think he gets so much better with some of the things he's added to his game. And then the fact that he doesn't take that physical pounding. And Lopez is a pretty good defensive center, you know, and the Celtics aren't very good defensively. He helps them there a little bit. He doesn't help them rebound because he's a horrible rebounder. But, you know, again, a very, very good player. Not a superstar. Mm-hmm. And a flawed player, I would hesitate on giving up the number one, what's potentially the number one overall pick for him. But I get your point. I've talked about it. He keeps sitting on his hands, Danny Ainge. And it's like, all right, at some point, Danny, the window's going to close on this group. You're going to have to start paying people. And, you know, you got a bunch of these real good role players, and you got Isaiah Thomas and Al Horford. That's not really enough. It's just not really enough. No matter how good a coach Brad Stevens is, you need to do more. He's not doing more. I get it. I don't know that Brook is the answer. I certainly, you know, I certainly would think about it awful long and hard if I was Danny Ainge. I'd have been a lot more comfortable if it was Boogie Cousins, but that Boston didn't seem interested at all. I kind of know Danny Ainge. He ain't doing anything. You know, they'll be dancing and romancing, but ultimately, at the end of the day, they'll sit tight or make a smaller move. because he doesn't have the guts to trade back that pick. And when he does make that pick, if it is one of the top two picks, he's going to pick a point guard, and then they got to reshuffle deck chairs.
Well,
they got like seven point guards.
Right.
Now, what are they going to do?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right, and that's the thing. I mean, look, you have a superstar playing point guard. And the reason why I say move the pick in this draft, give it up for Brook Lopez, is because guess what? You own the Nets draft pick next year, too.
Right. It's so the right to next year. It's the right to swap. It's not an outright own. I think it's the right to swap.
Actually, according to the Brooklyn Game, which is the website I'm on right now,
So this year's is the right to swap.
Yep.
And next year they outright own. You sure?
That's what it says on the site.
Boston does have another pick in this draft. They've got 26.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually looking at 2018 now. I'm sorry. So I'm looking at a 2018 mock draft, which shows Boston and Brooklyn both having picks. So I think 2018 is the right to swap, and 2017 is an outright Boston owns it. I think what you're looking at has it backwards.
All right, I'm on Newsweek's site, so I'm assuming they got it right. But either way, you know.
Because I'm looking at this. Boston, it looks like Boston and Brooklyn. Boston has a right to swap this year, and they outright own Brooklyn's pick next year.
Right, that's what I was saying. That they own the 2018 pick outright, and the Nets are going to be horrible again. So why not give up the number one this year, back to them, get Brook Lopez, and make your run at a championship, particularly since you have a superstar point guard. And this is a heavy point guard draft.
I mean, again, hard to give up that number one pick in a potential number one pick in a star-studded draft for a very good but non-star player, but I get it. You've sat tight this long, you got to do something because the window's closing. There's no nice way to say it. Window's closing,
Bob.
So I don't know that I would do it. I certainly would think about it awful long and awful hard. And if they did it, I wouldn't vilify them the way many would, because they got to do something. As they're constituted now, it ain't going to happen. But here's the kind of move I could see them making, because it won't cost them that Nets pick. And maybe this works just as well. Give this some thought. And this just popped into my head now. Okafor. 76ers have to move Okafor. How much longer are they going to hang on to him? They've nailed him to the bench, you know, and basically said, you're our number three center option behind not only Joel Embiid, who's dealing with the knee injury. They're not going to hurry him back, you know, but he said if there's no soreness, he'll play soon. And Nerlens Noel, who's played well while Embiid is out on both ends of the floor, he's starting to develop, and he's a far more athletic player, a far better defensive player. Again, I like Okafor a lot. The 76ers do not, they don't have a fit for him as they're crowded with big men.
Right.
They've nailed him to the bench. His value is it's not plummeting, but it's certainly not going up as he continues to not play. So what about this if you're Boston? And again, maybe I'm the only guy that sees that kind of value in Okafor, because I still think he can be a 20-10 guy who will play putrid defense, but they don't play any defense anyway. And, you know, he's not going to be able to chase pick and rolls and some of the other things. But I certainly think he's going to be one of the more sophisticated low post scorers that you see in the NBA. You know, you might be in a situation where you can swing that smaller trade and get Okafor, because you're definitely not giving up the number one overall pick for Okafor. I mean, that's just not happening.
Right.
But maybe you can swing some of these lesser pieces. Maybe you have to give up a Jaylen Brown or a Jay Crowder or a Marcus Smart or an Avery Bradley. You know, these are all pieces that could help the Philadelphia 76ers as they need to fill out that roster. As, you know, other than their power positions, they don't have a lot. you know, and they're going to have a draft pick of their own high in this draft where they'll get their point guard. Mm-hmm. So what about talking to the 76ers about Okafor? What do we have here that isn't star power that you would consider taking? And yep. You see what happens. Because he ain't doing anything for them. You know, he's just not there helping. At this point, you know, recoup what you can. I mean, I guess you could hang on to him into the summer and see what it does, but you know, all the teams that were rumored to take you have made other plans around you. Mm-hmm. It's not a game that values 7-foot bigs anymore. Look at Arne Tellem and Stan Van Gundy in Detroit listening to offers for Andre Drummond.
Yep. No, and no question about it. And you know, it's funny. One team that evidently does value 7-foot big men is Indiana. And they're in the market for Lopez. They're in the market with Philly. They could be in the market for Drummond if Drummond becomes available. Bird's philosophy there is he'll move Miles Turner over to the power forward, get a true big center, and Indiana is rebuilt and off to the races they go. That's the direction they're looking to go in while Paul George is still in his prime.
I get it, but Larry Bird's confusing me as an executive. And we were supposed to get to some baseball, but we didn't. Because didn't he specifically want to go small and go up and down the court? And isn't that why he put this team together the way he did with Miles Turner at the five? And he brought in, what's his name from Brooklyn?
Right.
And his name is escaping me at the moment. The power forward, the undersized power forward is a pretty good player to go with Paul George and company and Jeff Teague and everything else. And I liked what they did. And they brought in Al Jefferson to be the second unit center. Well, you know, that doesn't work, so you completely reverse field. Now you go big again.
Larry Bird. I don't know how to explain it, Joe. I wish I had an explanation for it. But supposedly, they're hot and heavy, particularly after Okafor. But we'll see.
Well, you know what it is? You can get Okafor at an affordable price. You know, the 76ers, if Indiana gives up their first-round pick, which will not be in the lottery because they will make the playoffs, you know, that's something. Yeah, you drafted him number three, but you're not getting that level of pick back from anybody. So you go to an Indiana who's going to make the playoffs, and you get like the 18th overall pick, and you just continue to add pieces. It's a deep, deep draft.
Yeah,
you know, and they need wing players. And Thaddeus Young, thank you. I had to go look it up myself. His name was escaping me. Who's not having a great year? 11.5 points, 7 rebounds in 31 minutes a night. So you can understand why they want to make this change. And Miles Turner is really emerging. 15.6, 7.2, 31 minutes a night. Al Jefferson, he's an amazing scorer still, even at this age.
He really
14
is.
And a half minutes a night off of your bench. 8.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. You know, what a great second unit player. But as you say, you know, you bring in an Okafor and add that to the mix, they could be dangerous. And maybe they become what I thought they would be after they made the moves in the offseason.
Yep. And
they
you
just
know,
haven't realized it yet.
Even by wanting to make the in-season move, Joe, I mean, they're telling you that they believe they can compete this year by making this move.
Well said, Bob. We'll tie a bow around it for a hump day edition. Next here on The Attack, I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. I want to thank you guys for listening today. It was a terrific show. A lot of NBA, obviously. And we'll finish with that as well. Get on to bigger and better things tomorrow. But, you know, we talked about the Andre Drummond possibility of him moving on from Detroit. And, I mean, look, you know, here's a guy at 23 years of age that is tentatively being offered around the league. And I guess there's a lot of GMs within this league, and Stan Van Gundy's running that franchise, that fall into the category of thinking that this is a draft that they can turn their team around with. Well, big men don't grow on trees, particularly guys that average 15 points and 14 boards a game. Thing is, he doesn't make his free throws, and he plays defense. Now, he'll gobble up every loose ball that's coming off the glass. But, you know, again, he's a top five big man in the league as far as centers go. But he's not a top 20 player. And I guess Detroit is starting to wonder whether or not he's one of those big three that you can build around. You've heard all the rumor about Reggie Jackson being out there. And with him playing hurt and everything, his value is kind of gone down. But if the Pistons move Andre Drummond, they need to get the mother load, because that franchise will go south in a hurry if they don't. And that is the ability to get somebody's number one draft pick, where you're going to get one of those top three point guards. And I don't know that you can make that deal if you're Detroit. I have a feeling ultimately by Thursday's deadline, he'll be standing pat. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. As I said, more fun and frivolity tomorrow as the deadline will be approaching in the NBA. We'll be talking about it here. You'll be listening to it there. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.